Good afternoon. Before we start this Phase 1 commutation hearing, I recognize that we do have a supporter in the room. I just want to say a couple things. One, this is only a Phase 1 commutation hearing, so we just read the summary. Mr. Echevarria won't be on the screen, and there'll be no testimony from supporters. So I recognize that you're here to support him, and that's really admirable. I just want to make sure that you understand. Okay, good afternoon. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Luis Echevarria, ADC number 281088. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Luis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Echevarria is 38 years old and currently serving a 14-year prison sentence for manslaughter, a Class 2 dangerous felony, that is a drunk driving accident that resulted in the death of a young woman, a school teacher. He pled guilty and was sentenced on April 16, 2013. His conviction was appealed and upheld on September 23, 2016. He's asking for a 4-year reduction from his prison sentence. It should be noted that he has an ICE detainer. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an unreleased credit date of March 30th, 2024. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Echevarria's earned release credit date would be October 25th, 2020. The purpose of Mr. Echevarria's request for commutation is based on his assertion that although he pled guilty and he does not dispute the appropriateness of his punishment, he hopes to return to a family in great need of his personal and financial support. He's had no discipline in ADC. He has several letters of support from friends and family, but there are also several letters from victims' representatives opposing his commutation. There is also a recent November 15, 2017 letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing his commutation. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Echevarria's sentence was excessive, said charge carries a minimum sentence of 7 years, a presumptive sentence of 10.5 years, and a maximum sentence of 21 years. Due to the fact that his plea agreement allowed for a sentence slightly above the presumptive for a dangerous felony, I do not, as one voting board member, find his prison sentence excessive, but I am certainly open to the collective wisdom of my colleagues.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is not to pass Mr. Luis Echevarria, ADC number 281088, to Phase 2, and again, that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
And this will conclude our hearing. Thank you.